93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news to somebody, you want to do it here. This is a safe space.
Is it really?
Yes, yeah, a safe space we have reserved for you in front of hundreds of thousands of people to listen to what you're doing. But you know what? You don't want to do something like this by yourself.
No.
Especially when it involves family. And that's exactly what's happening today with our buddy Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
How you doing?
Hey, man. Thanks for calling our show. I have I'm Italian. I have several brothers and sisters, so I know breaking bad news to one of them, it can be difficult for a family member. And today you're going to be calling your brother. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So give us a little backstory. Your brother. What's your brother's name?
Justin.
All right. And what is the story between you and Justin here, Ryan?
Well, you know, we live together, and my girlfriend, you know, Caitlin wants to move in, or she's moving in, you know. And they don't get along whatsoever. So this is going to be a little tense, but you know, if I have to choose, it's going to be her, you know, and you've got to know that.
Okay, so what you said, she wants to move in, and then you said she's just moving in. So you guys share an apartment together, but are you the main person there? Or?
Yeah, I'm the leaseholder, so, you know, it really is my decision, you know, and if he has an issue with it, he's going to have to move out. I don't know any other way to say it, you know, it's tough love, you know.
Is he a lot younger than you?
He's a few years younger, but, you know, whatever. He's got to deal with this.
Yeah, he's capable of living on his own.
Well,
he's an adult.
It sounds like you already, obviously, you have your mind made up. You're going to move her right in. So, but what is your, why don't your brother, you said your brother and your girlfriend's name is Caitlin?
Yep.
Yeah, they don't get along. Well, now, why don't they get along? What happens between
them? They've never gotten along, you know, not since day one. And, I don't know what it is, but they just it's like oil and water. You know, they don't mix, and it's just not even fun really being in the same room with the two of them. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, and now you're gonna move all that into your apartment.
Yeah, so why not all live together?
yes.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. So, does your brother have other options? I mean, if things go south.
Well, it was this nice cardboard box I saw in the street.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what I love about brothers. This is what I would do to my little brother.
No, it's nice. So it has a hole in the side, like a window.
That's hilarious.
So you really, but in the end of the day, you love your brother. You're not going to put your brother on the street, right? I mean,
no, I will. Like I said, the box is nice, and I'll even fix it up for him. I have some masking tape or something.
Yeah. What kind of relationship do you have with your brother?
Well, I mean, you know, I love my brother, you know. You can only live together so long. We lived together growing up, and now we don't live at home anymore. We still live together. I mean, you know, at some point, you got to cut the cord.
Got to cut it. Yeah.
Now, are you the big brother? Are you the type A big brother that just makes him do everything, or do you help him out with rent and some other stuff? And
he pitches in. He contributes. It's just that I'm the only one on the lease. So
yeah. Mm. But you got all the power.
Well, he has no say then.
Exactly.
All right, on Ryan, on Breaking Bad News, what we do is we're going to mute our phone lines. So when you call Justin, he will not be able to hear a word that we say. You might hear us in the background or whatever, like talking, but he won't hear us. We'll let you break the bad news. And if you need help near the end of the call, we'll come in and we'll try to help out as best as we can. But at first, you're on your own, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, well, good luck. See how it all pans out. It's Breaking Bad News on 93.1 Jams. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, bro, what's going on?
So I got some news for you.
Okay.
I don't know, I just better get right to it. So Caitlin's going to move in.
Boy, right out with it.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I don't know. I can't beat around the bush at this point. We're ready for this next step, you know?
It's just, you know, I mean, besides the fact that she doesn't like me, I mean, it's a small place, man. You know, that's craziness.
I know, and she honestly, she has so many clothes that she's going to need like some of your closet space.
Oh my gosh!
What? No, man, that can't happen. Oh, you know this. All right, you know, her and I do not get along.
No, right? I know. That's why I feel bad telling you, but I feel like, you know, hey,
but
it is what it is. You know, and like,
so you're taking part of my closet too, and you're moving her in.
Most of your closet, I mean, have you seen her shoes? She has, like, different shoes for, like, every day. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to need, like, most of your, really. I'm just, honestly, I didn't want to I was just saying share, but like she's going to take the whole closet, really.
You know what? She's taking over your life, bro. She's taking over your life.
No,
you're the same
it's not my
her.
Life. It's just your closet. Like, I'm cool. You know, like, I love her. You know, I know you guys don't get along, but like, I figure, you know, whatever. We can get a little Tupperware container or something, put some of your stuff in it, you know? It'll be cool.
You know, she's never liked me. She's never liked that I'm around. She's never made me feel comfortable. Like, you know, what the hell am I supposed to do?
I mean, honestly, like, you're not on the lease. I am, so,
wait,
you know, like, it's not really much of your decision anyway.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Here you go. Let the fight begin.
So we've been living together forever. It's like, mm-hmm. Is that enough anyway? You know, I mean, I'm not going to kick you out. I'm going to take your closet.
You know, but, I'm serious. You might as well kick me out. I mean, you're choosing her over me. I'm family, man.
I mean, you know, I'm here. I'm still going to be your brother. I love you. You know, it's not that. I just love her too. And I mean, you can try to make it work if you want, or you can move out.
Try to make it work. You know, she's a bitch, man. I mean, this is ridiculous. Why are you with her, anyways?
Because she's hot, and I love her. And like, yes, that's all.
She's hot, but she's not nice to your to me. She's not nice to other people.
She's nice to restaurants. She's like
stuff.
Everybody with you, pretty much, right?
Everybody with you.
Like, mm-hmm. Is that kind of what you'd say? I mean, she just doesn't like you, and you don't like her. I mean, you know, maybe if you hadn't hit her car like that time and not apologize. You know what I mean? That
it wasn't
out.
My fault. I swear it wasn't my fault, man. I you know, all right, fine.
You know, drive drunk sometimes. It's cool.
Cool.
But like, you didn't apologize when you did that, you know, and you still owe her $500 from that trip. That time.
Yeah, well,
you know,
well,
I mean,
it's
things,
hard to pay off
like
with this job. I can't live by myself. I can't afford anything. You know, I mean, McDonald's doesn't pay much, you know?
Dude, you could move back in with mom and dad.
Oh, no. Don't make me do that. Please don't make me do that.
Mom said she fixed the basement up for you nice.
What about the cardboard box?
Talk to her about it.
The box. What about the cardboard box?
This is ridiculous. Oh, come on, bro. You can't do this to me.
You know what's even worse than all this stuff?
What?
Is that like you're on the radio too? Like everyone can hear what you did. How bad this is.
Yeah, we're gonna break
it.
Hey, Justin, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Justin. This is Justin. Marco and Krista. Krista, we're actually on Breaking Bad News on 93.1 Jazz. We're live on the radio. That's
great.
The first time that we've ever had anybody just tell the person that they're actually going to be there.
I love that.
Ryan, he seems dead set on having Caitlin in, and he wanted to have us all along as he broke the bad news to you there. So
I did. I wanted everyone to hear it.
You know, that is
probably
one of the
biggest things
somebody's
done,
man. I mean, I'm your brother, and you're like blasting this out to everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted everyone to know.
Oh, my gosh! Aww!
Your brother loves it? Yeah, the tough love.
You know, I'm thinking maybe you and her belong together.
Well, no, seriously, though, even though we're on the radio, I'm still taking your closet. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. Still taking your closet. You're killing me.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you guys are going to have to. We won't decide exactly what's happening here because we only have a few seconds. But, Justin, it looks like you're going to have to. I mean, he is ready to move Caitlin in. And if you have to give up a few things, he's not kicking you out totally, although he's not making a lot of great choices for you. But you'll have to figure out how all this works, later. But
yeah. Yeah, well, it's a good brotherly thing to do, but there is no way I can stay there with her there. I need to think of something else.
All right, well,
Mom said she'll have the little race car bed set up in the basement.
Oh, my gosh.
He loves
it. He's mean. Leave your brother alone.